Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk, with Reverend Jennifer Hadley, a beloved teacher of the Course, who has helped thousands learn how to express their beliefs from moment to moment in their everyday lives. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour, good morning, good morning. So happy to be with you. This week I am on the East Coast visiting family, celebrating my niece's graduation from high school today. Very excited about that. And had a wonderful Father's Day with family. Very nice. Loving the backyard barbecue action as summer is beginning here on the East Coast. You know, they had such a hard winter in the northeast of America, and I know that so many people just felt like they were being punished. Last year was a very intense winter, and this year even more intense, so they're pretty happy that summer has arrived, and it's really lovely. Yeah, I'll be here on the East Coast for a few weeks. And so I'm Jennifer Hadley, and our topic this week is divine will and free will. Free will and divine will. Let's talk about this. And as we always do, beginning with a blessing. So I invite you to place your hand on your heart and take this breath of love and gratitude with me and be so grateful. Let's be so grateful that God is, so grateful that love is, so grateful for A Course in Miracles, so grateful for the oneness and unity of all life. We partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self to remember that our true identity is perfect love. It always has been and it always will be. This is unchangeable. So grateful and thankful to recognize I am that I am, and I am one with the I am presence of all beings everywhere. So grateful that this is so. So grateful that we can forgive and release all judgments, all opinions, all regrets and resentments, all the meaning that we have ever made of anything. We can surrender it and release it. Forever. We give the heavy lifting to the Holy Spirit. Yes. So grateful and so thankful to align with love right now. In grace and gratitude, we share the benefits of our healing, our expansion, our walk of love, and our forgiveness with everyone because we're one with them. So grateful and so thankful to joyfully let it be. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, in understanding free will and divine will, I think the most important thing is to understand that there is no separation. So even if we can just comprehend that on an intellectual level or entertain it on an intellectual level, even if we can't yet or we haven't yet really understood it in our heart, if we can comprehend it in the intellect that there is no separation, there never has been and there never will be, all is one, and that our experience of separation is a projection of our mind. And so our will is God's will because there's only God. So there, it's not possible to have a second will, a second power, because there is no duality. There's only unity. And so fundamentally, we have to be willing to entertain that in order to understand free will and divine will. So in the text, in the introduction, right in that very first sentence, it says, this is a course in miracles. It is a required course. only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. So fear is not real. This is what it's telling us here. Fear is not real. Fear is an appearance based on our projection, and that projection has to be a belief in separation in order for us to experience fear. So, free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. Okay? So, this is A Course in Miracles. It is a required course. So, one way or another, whether we're studying A Course in Miracles or we've never heard of A Course in Miracles, it's a required course. We're all going to be studying this curriculum, taking this curriculum, running through this curriculum like a the image that comes into my mind. It's one of those obstacle courses, one of those, what do they call those courses where you run different things, you run a gauntlet of different things. That's what this experience of remembering our true identity often seems like. And so free will means only that you can elect what part of the curriculum you'd like to take at a given time. What part of the curriculum would you like to take at a given time? And, you know, there are some really good hints about the curriculum, or not even hints, there are direct teachings about the curriculum. I think one of the clearest ones that I have found the most helpful, and if you've been listening to this show a while, you've heard me talk about it many, 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 many times, and that is the section in the Manual for Teachers, Chapter 4, which is entitled The Characteristics of God's Teachers. And the first characteristic is trust. And there is a two-page section in there called Development of Trust. It's Section A, Development of Trust. And in that section, it really tells us the stages of the curriculum that we're going to go through, and it also tells us how to make it easier on ourselves. So the way to make it easier on ourselves is to use our free will to choose to let go. To let go of the meaning that we have made of things. To let go of our attachments to false idols. And the more willingness that we have to let go of false idols and to let go of the meaning we've made of things, the easier it's going to be for us to navigate the curriculum and to experience the curriculum. So that is a great use of your free will. So free will means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. So the way I think about free will is what I experience in this 3D life of time and space, this experience of time and space. Free will is my ability to say, okay, right now I'm going to choose forgiveness. Right now I'm going to choose compassion. Right now I'm going to choose resentment. Right now I'm going to choose regret. Cancel those thoughts, not choosing those things. But you can see this is how we can use our free will. And it says here, then the next section in the next paragraph in the introduction, it says, this course, therefore, can be summed up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. So our challenge in the curriculum is to recognize we're not really here, although it seems like we're here. We're here experientially, but not for real. So we're having an experience here, and it's similar to having an experience in a dream where it seems so real and we can feel such intense emotions and we can feel such a visceral reaction, but we're not really here. It's an illusion. It's a dream projected. So if you can use your free will to elect what part of the curriculum that you'd like to take, let's figure out how to elect to take the curriculum that will be most useful, parts of the curriculum that will be most useful and most helpful. So this for me is one of the ways that I feel like I've been very successful in liberating myself from the oppression of suffering. I don't feel like I'm suffering anymore. There are experiences I enjoy more than others, but I don't feel like I'm being tortured anymore. I don't wish I could die anymore. I don't feel like I'm suffering anymore. I don't feel like I'm in pain anymore. So, if you can elect what part of the curriculum you'd like to learn, in what order, what would you choose? What would you choose? How about using your free will to choose peace? I'm interested in learning the part of the curriculum that will leave me in peace, uninterrupted peace. Now, one of the things that you can start to recognize as you begin to make these choices and these decisions, have this conversation, is you begin to realize, oh, you know what? What I'm realizing is it is a holographic teaching. It is the holographic universe. And so everything is everything. And so if I choose love, I am choosing peace. If I choose truth, I am choosing peace. If I choose compassion, I am choosing peace. If I choose patience, I am choosing peace. If I choose harmony, I am choosing peace. If I choose prosperity, I am choosing peace. So you begin to see how that works. Now, in chapter 2, which is called Separation and the Atonement, chapter 2, I think, is my favorite chapter in the text. At least it has been for a long time. I just find myself opening to it all the time, referring to it all the time, and contemplating it all the time. So it talks about the origins of separation. And so it's valuable to for us to understand that separation occurred because we decided to choose to value separation more than unity, to value the thoughts of separation more than our awareness of unity. And so in this chapter 2, section 1, paragraph 1, it says here, the inappropriate use of extension or projection occurs when you believe that some emptiness or lack exists in you and that you can fill it with your own ideas instead of truth. So this was where it began, with valuing our own ideas instead of truth. So what might our own ideas be? Well, I think that some of the most fundamental ideas that we've become enamored of, that you can see right away create the experience of separation is using our free will. We started to think this is better than and this is less than. This is better than and this is less than. And those thoughts of better than and less than and really becoming enamored of them, investing our belief, using our free will to invest our belief in that, instead of choosing truth, is what led to this sense of separation becoming so pervasive. Yeah, because then we're starting to evaluate, you see, and label. And if all is one and all is God, how could any part be better than or less than? It just doesn't make sense. So you see, we became enamored of these opinions and judgments, these distortions. And we started to become enamored of the things that we made in this world rather than the love of God, which is our true identity. And it's the true identity of our brothers and sisters. So rather than value the love of God as our brothers and sisters and as ourselves, we got into this mindset of separation, better than and less than. And now we're finding our way back home. It's time for me to take a break. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and you're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio. And as I send you to the break, I'm just remembering that I have still got my free class on 7 simple steps to interrupt the patterns of fear on the events page at jenniferhadley.com. Go grab it while you can. It's a free download, 7 simple steps to interrupt the patterns of fear. You're listening to Unity Online Radio. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application as we return to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
All right, we're back. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and we're talking about free will versus divine will here, and recognizing that because we're one with God, God's will is our will. There is no separate will. However, we, using our free will, we can choose what part of the curriculum that A Course in Miracles is, that our life is, that we would like to learn. So, and we can recognize this pretty simply, can't we? Haven't we had so many opportunities to forgive? Haven't we had so many opportunities to be compassionate and loving? And we've said, no, not now. And so basically we're saying, yeah, I'm rejecting that part of the curriculum. When we are choosing to hang on to unforgiveness, regret, resentment, shame, and blame, we're saying, I'd like to study this part of the curriculum more deeply and more intensely. So that's how we use our free will in our experience of time and space, our 3D experience. And in chapter 2 here, paragraph, section 1, the origins of separation, paragraph 2, it says here, it's talking about distortions, and it's talking about that we believe we can create ourselves, and that the direction of our creation is up to us. But all directions lead back home to God. This is the story of the prodigal son, is it not? That eventually will decide to go home. So we're on that journey home. That's what it feels like to me. So these distortions represent a picture of what actually occurred in the separation or the detour into fear. So here Jesus is telling us that detour into fear is another way, it's synonymous with separation. He says, none of this exists before the separation. There was no distortion, no detour into fear. And, hello, it doesn't exist now. Because remember, nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. So, everything God created is like God. Extension, as undertaken by God, is similar to the inner radiance that the children of the Father inherit from Him. Its real source is internal. This is as true of the Son as of the Father. In this sense, the creation includes both the creation of the Son by God and the Son's creations when His mind is healed. So, when our mind is unhealed, we're not going to create anything. We're going to make things in the illusion, which is different than creating. This is an important distinction that Jesus makes here in A Course in Miracles, is that God is the creator. Of course, we're God and we create, but not in the world of illusion. So the creations of God are perfect, and they are eternally perfect. They are expressions of perfection. So what God creates is perfect, it is whole, it is joy, it is love, it is prosperity, it is abundance, it is wisdom, it is clarity, it is purity, it is freedom, it is harmony. The creations of God are expressions of these spiritual qualities, always perfect, always pure. Whereas in the illusion, we can make things, and oftentimes then we make them into false idols. So whether you're making a book or a pie or a house, or a conversation, you're making love, let's say. Whatever you're making in this world is temporary. It's not eternal. And the expressions that we make in this world are opportunities for us to experience what it's like to be the creator of our world. So it's not without value, because we are learning to remember ourselves. Now it says here, the creation includes both the creation of the Son by God and the Son's creations when His mind is healed. So when our mind is healed, we're going to create perfection. Expressions of perfection, expressions of beauty, expressions of joy and freedom and truth. And this requires God's endowment of the Son with free will, because all loving creation is freely given in one continuous line in which all aspects are of the same order. So everything is of the same order. In other words, all is one. Nothing is better than and nothing is less than. So this is, if we just remember this as we go throughout our day and look at where we're trying to separate or sort in our mind, saying this is better than and this is less than. If we just pay attention to that and we choose to stop doing it, to stop choosing that, that is the thing that is going to dramatically increase our learning within the curriculum, our eliminating, repeating the same errors. So all day long, you can notice how the ego mind is evaluating to say who's better than, who's less than, who's naughty, who's nice. Now, paragraph 3 here, it says, the Garden of Eden, or the pre-separation condition, was a state of mind in which nothing was needed. When Adam listened to the, quote, lies of the serpent, end quote, all he heard was untruth. You do not have to continue to believe what is not true unless you choose to do so. So there's your free will choice. All that can literally disappear, all the lies of the serpent, all the lies of the ego, all the suffering can literally disappear in the twinkling of an eye because it is merely a misperception. What is seen in dreams seems to be very real. Yet the Bible says that a deep sleep fell upon Adam, and nowhere is there reference to his waking up. The world has not yet experienced any comprehensive reawakening or rebirth. Such a rebirth is impossible as long as you continue to project or miscreate. It still remains within you, however, to extend as God extended his spirit to you. In reality, this is your only choice because your free will was given you for your joy in creating the perfect. Yes. So let us use our free will to experience the joy in creating the perfect. So let's make that our prayer. Holy Spirit, higher self, holy self, please help me to use my free will to experience perfection, to experience joy that is unconditional, to know and value the unity of all life. This is what we can do with our free will, is we can choose where to place our attention. Now, in chapter 30, so towards the end of the text, the new beginning is the name of chapter 30, and the second section is entitled Freedom of Will. And it says, do you not understand that to oppose the Holy Spirit is to fight yourself? To oppose the Holy Spirit is to fight yourself. So, I don't know about you, but me, I've had so many experiences where the still small voice will say, go the other way. Choose peace, choose love, choose kindness, choose self-love, choose compassion, choose peace, harmony. Choose to say something different. Choose to not say anything at all. Forgive. Release that judgment. Go the other way. Don't eat that now. Don't go over there now. Don't call them now, or call them now. Now is the time to call them. The still small voice giving us instruction and direction all the time. So many people tell me they don't recognize intuition. But honestly, as it says in A Course in Miracles, if you don't hear intuition, it's because you don't wish to. So there's another prayer. I am using my free will to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, to hear divine intuition and inspiration. I'm actively choosing that. And then the next time you get a sense of go the other way, just notice, are you interested in going the other way? Are you interested in following the guidance? Because the more you're interested in following the guidance, the more you're going to hear it. Because the more you follow the guidance, the more you're going to be following the choices of love and patience and kindness and generosity and wisdom and healing. And you will be undoing the ego identification. Because remember, this whole experience of working this curriculum of A Course in Miracles is one of identification. We're recognizing that we have mistakenly identified ourselves as a body, as a craving, needing, wanting, shaming, ashamed entity. And it's totally false. You see, the ego has no free will. The ego cannot make any choices at all. in this world. The ego cannot make any choices at all. But when we believe we're separate, then we will be listening to the voice of the ego and we will make the ego choices. But the ego doesn't have the power to make any choices on its own because it's not real. It doesn't exist. And it never will. It's a thought system of separation. And so for me, using my free will to remember divine will, or you could say align with divine will, using my free will to teach only love so that I can remember that's what I am, in this pathway, I am using my free will to recognize I am not a body and to recognize I am pure spirit. So, again, going back to this freedom of will, section 2 in chapter 30, paragraph 1, do you not understand that to oppose the Holy Spirit is to fight yourself? So when we don't listen to that still small voice, we're actually fighting ourselves. The Holy Spirit tells you but your will. How could that be so when it seems like my will is to be self-destructive and the Holy Spirit is guiding me to that which is healing and nourishing and self-loving? And I really, if I'm identified with the ego and I'm feeling like, oh no, I'd rather go into self-medication and self-sabotage, self-destruction. When it seems like that, how could I say my will is God's will? But it is God's will. And in this world, we have the illusion of free will to choose what part of the curriculum we're going to learn. And if we're not done with the part of the curriculum that's about self-sabotage and self-destruction, self-flagellation, pain and suffering, then we can choose that. And people become very enamored of it because they're so identified with a bad self. So the Holy Spirit tells you but your will. So that still small voice is only telling you what you really would like to choose. The Holy Spirit speaks for you. In his divinity is but your own. And all the Holy Spirit knows is but your knowledge saved for you that you may do your will through him. You may do your will through him. God asks you to do your will. He joins with you. He did not set his kingdom up alone. And heaven itself but represents your will, where everything created is for you. No spark of life but was created with your glad consent, as you would have it be, and not one thought that God has ever had but waited for your blessing to be born. God is no enemy to you. God asks no more than that he hear you call him friend. How wonderful it is to do your will, for that is freedom. There is nothing else that ever should be called by freedom's name. Unless you do your will, you are not free. Would God leave his son without what he has chosen for himself? God but ensured that you would never lose your will when he gave you his perfect answer. Hear it now, that you may be reminded of his love and learn your will. Yes, God would not have his son made prisoner to what he does not want. He joins with you in willing you to be free. And to oppose him is to make a choice against yourself and choose to be free. Now, isn't this our experience? We choose. choose with our free will to be unloving and to be unkind? Don't we feel bound and tethered? And we're tethered to this world of density when we make that choice. And that's why we suffer. So, Course in Miracles Lesson 190 tells us pain is a wrong perspective, and we have free will to change our perspective. So, how about making our prayer be to the Holy Spirit, help me to see with God's eyes, to know with God's mind, to choose freedom this day and every day. No separation for me. It's not that difficult, but it does require our consistent attention until we've reached that tipping point where it gets a whole lot easier. That's what I'm all about. That's what makes me so happy to share this with you, using my free will to align with divine will. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and you're listening to A Course in Miracles here on Unity Online Radio, where we're living the love, we're walking the talk. And I'll be right back.
Chris Michaels, host of The Prosperous Life on Unity Online Radio, is an author, life coach, national speaker, and the founder and spiritual director of the Center for Spiritual Living in Kansas City, Missouri. Through his writing, coaching, and speaking, Chris has helped thousands of people understand the basic spiritual principles that govern our lives. In his book, Your Soul's Assignment, he reminds us that we each have something to do here on Earth, a unique purpose to our lives. If you're interested in discerning what is yours to do, are looking for practical spiritual principles to inspire your life, or coaching to provide you with the tools to live more fully, visit Chris's website at www.chrismichaels.net. That's www.chrismichaels.net.
Ever notice how the funniest things happen when we stop taking ourselves too seriously and step out boldly? Listen to Funniest Thing with Daryl Annette as these unlikely saints administer a refreshing dose of laughter and love that will inspire you to step out boldly and experience the funniest things. Join the discussion with Daryl Annette live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Funniest Thing, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Been listening to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. If you have a question or comment about today's program, or if you'd like to join in the discussion, visit us on Facebook at A Course in Miracles Pledge, where you can join with the community of like-minded people who have pledged to live A Course in Miracles every day in every way. Now, back to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Hadley. So happy to be joining with you in this conversation about free will and divine will. Always feels like a conversation to me because my intuition connects me with you, and I feel like we're in a conversation. I feel like it's a conversation with the Holy Spirit. It's a conversation with the unity of all life. And I would like to just mention a couple of things here. I mentioned briefly earlier that I do have a free class for you. It's called The Seven Simple Steps for Interrupting the Patterns of Fear. And people have told me they really love this class. And I'm inviting you to go and get it for free at the events page at jenniferhadley.com. Also letting you know that I think this is episode maybe 193 episodes. It's amazing, of this radio show. We've been doing it since 2011. And so all of those are free for downloading at iTunes, or you can subscribe to the podcast That makes it easy. And if you do like the radio show, please won't you share about it at Facebook and places like that or in your study groups. And also, if you are willing to take a couple of minutes and write a review at iTunes or wherever it is that you're getting your podcast from, that's wonderful. The more reviews there are, the more that the podcasting people will show it to people who are looking for quality audios on A Course in Miracles. So we've got 192 hours of free audio. And there's a lot more free on A Course in Miracles at iTunes and in other podcasts. There's my Masterful Living Through A Course in Miracles, which was my study group. People are still listening to it. They tell me they love it, so check it out. That's free. Just search for that, Masterful Living Through A Course in Miracles. And then what other free stuff can I tell you about? First of all this free stuff is sponsored by the Power of Love Ministry. We're a nonprofit organization, so your contributions are tax deductible, and we fund this radio show and all the free offerings at jenniferhadley.com and livingacourseofmiracles.com. We've got study group support for free at livingacourseofmiracles.com. We have the A Course in Miracles app for free at livingacourseofmiracles.com, and lots of other great stuff. Please check it out, livingacourseofmiracles.com. And jenniferhadley.com is my website. And one of the things that you might be interested in that's not free is my Finding Freedom 7-week spiritual boot camp class. And hundreds and hundreds, I don't know, maybe 1,000 or more people have taken this around the world, folks from all over the world, and it's been life-changing, deeply transformative for them. So it's a way to really get in the groove of applying some of these nuts and bolts of A Course in Miracles in the ways that the Holy Spirit gave me to work the curriculum. You can check out and learn more and read what others have written about finding freedom. That's at jenniferhadley.com. All right, so back to our topic here, and that is free will and divine will. So chapter 8, the journey back, section 2, paragraph 3 here, it says, the ego cannot teach you anything as long as your will is free, because you will not listen to it. It is not your will to be imprisoned, because your will is free. That is why the ego is the denial of free will. It is never God who coerces you, because he shares his will with you. So you're one with God. God is not separate from you. Now, here's a really important point to understand. At least it has been for me. Because I've heard so many people say things like, I'm just waiting for God to tell me what to do. I'm just waiting to find out what God wants for me, or what God wants from me, or what God wants me to do. Now, in this world of effects, God does not want anything, because God is everything. How could it want for anything? This world that we're experiencing is not real. So why would God, your higher self, your holy self, want anything for you? There's nothing to have in this world. There's only to remember our true identity. And that's not a thing. So often people, I think, are actually experiencing resistance and reluctance, denial, when they say they're waiting for divine guidance and direction. They're waiting to find out what God wants. You are the living, loving presence of God. Your will is God's will. There's no separate will outside of you. There's only the illusion that the ego has its own will, but it doesn't. It doesn't. The ego is a thought system of separation. And when we are thinking thoughts of separation, then we're investing our free will in energizing separation in order to experience it as our choice in the curriculum. So we have a choice in each and every moment to grow through suffering and pain and re-experiencing the intensity of the separation. And we also have the choice to choose love, to let our opinions and judgments go, to let go of the sorting of this is better than, and this is less than, this is worse than, and this is good, and this is bad. We have the ability to let go of constantly sorting in order to separate, and instead to choose unity and oneness. As the eyes with which we see the oneness. We see God's perfection in everything. This is what we have the ability to do if we choose to do it. So this idea that God wants something for us is insane. Our experience in this world is our choice. We get to choose with our free will what part of the curriculum we're going to explore. So it is not your will to be imprisoned because your will is free. That is why the ego is the denial of free will. It is never God who coerces you because he shares his will with you. God's voice teaches only in accordance with God's will, but that is not the Holy Spirit's lesson because that is what you are. The lesson is that your will and God's cannot be out of accord because they are one. Your will and God's will cannot be out of accord because they are one. So if you're waiting to find out what God's will is, be willing to recognize that your will is God's will and to invest it in love. Remember, nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. So if you use your divine will to experience separation, suffering, and pain, you will learn from it. You will experience growth. There's no question of that. However, you can choose, you can use your free will to choose to learn through other unpainful ways, through joining, through unification, through oneness, through extending love, extending compassion, extending patience, extending kindness. These are all the choices that you have. I love it. The ego tries to teach that you want to oppose God's will. This unnatural lesson cannot be learned, and the attempt to learn it is a violation of your own freedom, making you afraid of your will because it is free. So, enough of that. Oh, yes. Isn't it wonderful to know that your will is God's will and you have the ability to choose love, and that no matter what you choose, if you choose the darkest, meanest experience of separation, you are still not threatened. Your perfection is intact. It always will be. Let's go back to that beginning, the perfection. All right. It's time for me to pray. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and I'm inviting you to place your hand on your heart and join with me now. We're using our free will to remember our divinity and the divinity of all life. We're using our free will to partner up with the higher Holy Spirit itself and to give thanks that God is love. It always has been. It always will be. And so are we. We share the benefits of our healing and our expansion with everyone because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we let it be. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week.